Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, November the 9th of 2021. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from here in Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's always awesome whenever you tune into this broadcast. So welcome to all of you, wherever you are, whether you're here in central Michigan or elsewhere in America or around the world. And whatever time it may be, wherever you are. And we're just glad that you would take the time to tune in to this broadcast. However you've heard about this broadcast, we're glad that you have found us. And not only are we glad you found us, but if you found us, I don't believe for a minute that you found us on accident. So if you found this broadcast, don't turn it off. Don't click on another website. Don't call into a different number instead, you know, thinking that you've got the wrong. Nope. We're glad that you're here with us. And I'm just so glad to have you. I really am glad to have you. And wherever, like I said, wherever you are tuning in from. I remember one time, months ago, being told that on one episode, we had people tuned in on all the different continents where people live. We had people in, of course, North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa, and Oceania / Australia. I said that / because obviously depends on which you want to call that continent. You say, well, Miracle Man, what about Antarctica? Well, anyone who lives in Antarctica as a scientist, if you're tuned in, welcome, of course. But as far as long-term population, long-term permanent population, I don't think as Antarctica as an optimum feasible place that anyone would want to live. I mean, it's not like good plant, good climate or anything like that. I mean, because it's not like they have all kinds of, you know, permanent structures on Antarctica or anything like that. But I'm so glad that you've tuned in to hear the broadcast. And so we have the holiday season coming up. In about 2 weeks, we will have Thanksgiving. And then, of course, after that, we will have the Christmas time. And even here on this program, after Thanksgiving, I'll start singing Christmas carols on the show. And if you've been tuned in since the beginning, when I launched the show in that first Christmas, you would understand that I love Christmas and love the music, love it, different stuff around it, and so it'll be a good time. As you're getting ready, you know, I just want to mention this to you right now, because people will start over the next few days, a couple weeks, they'll start to, you know, get things ready for Thanksgiving, and maybe you've already started buying gifts for Christmas. And there are reasons for these holidays. Not like Thanksgiving. There's more to Thanksgiving than just nice big plate of food. Your family members, which you may or may not like, but hopefully you love them. there's more to that than just, you know, the plate of food, family members, Coca-Cola, and a football game. There's more to Thanksgiving than just that. It's about being thankful, being grateful to God for what we have and for what we are, what God has made us. And we'll be discussing that as the time comes. And I really am a thankful and grateful person. It's not just something I say, not something I pretend to be. In fact, I don't pretend. I'm not a pretender. I am not a pretender. And I am honestly glad that I am not a pretender. Amen. So it's about being thankful for what you have. And then Christmas, which comes after that, you know, in December. It's not about seeing how much stuff you can buy, seeing how much you can decorate your house, seeing if you can win a decoration contest, you know, all those other different things that you might do. It's about the birth of our Savior Jesus. And yes, it's fine to do all the festivities involved with both of those holidays. I mean, you know, it's good and fun, and I'll be doing some of this stuff myself, but keep in mind that there's reasons for these holidays. And they're not just, you know, something we do every year. And please don't take it for granted. Yes, enjoy yourself, but remember the reason. As many of us may have heard, you know, 'tis the reason for the season. Of course, Jesus is the reason for the season. As Thanksgiving approaches, we will discuss, you know, how different presidents of this country, you know, declared giving of thanks. We'll be discussing the first Thanksgiving. And then, you know, like I said, as the time approaches. And then, as we approach Christmas in December, somewhere around the middle of December or just before, we'll be starting our teachings on, you know, the birth of Jesus. And what did Jesus come to the earth to do? And that kind of stuff, dealing with Christmas. And then depending on if I have church the 22nd of December or not, which is a Wednesday, I do not know yet as to if my church will be having church that night or on the 23rd, which is a Thursday, or they just won't be doing it on either. I don't know yet. If not, then the 22nd, plan on it being, we'll do some word, yes, but we'll sing a little more Christmas music than what we otherwise might have, and a few poems, and, you know, some Christmas memories of times past, and it'll just be a good Christmas themed show. that last night. And, because like I said, I do love Christmas, like I said. And then so be prepared for that. And then we'll be talking about Thanksgiving, of course, as that draws near. But sorry about that. I was just checking the time, which I now know what time it is. So sometimes from time to time I just check the clock. Just kind of lets me know how I'm doing on time so that I can just continue moving on with the broadcast. And there was something I wanted to bring to your attention. Folks, there is a reason for why I named the show the Miracle Man Show. It's not just this cool name that me and Preacher Man came up with, you know, back when we launched it back in July of 2017. No. No, sir. We called this the Miracle Man Show because obviously I am a man that strongly believes in miracles. I believe in miracles, I've seen miracles firsthand in my life. Hands being healed from warts, my kidneys being healed, my immune system being healed when I was little, being healed of colon cancer, being healed of seizures, and all these different things that I've been healed of. And I know that God's going to continue to strengthen me and heal me. I know that for a fact. It's not something I have to guess about. It's something I know for sure. For sure, it's not just one of those things. So we call it the Miracle Man Show because we strongly believe in the miracle-working power of the Lord Jesus. And I believe that God, our God is the God of miracles. I really do believe that. So it's not something to just be wondering about. And then if you didn't turn into last night's program, you need to. In the message, we talked about fear and worry. We talked about how God doesn't want us to be living in fear. Because of all the fear that, people have been living in fear for, especially at the start of the whole COVID mandemic, pandemic, scamdemic, whatever you want to call it. And you don't want to live in fear. Don't be afraid. And the other thing we talked about is not living in worry. Stop worrying all the time. And then we talked about how, in the Bible, how it talked about, don't worry about your body, what you'll put on, or don't worry about what you're going to eat and all that kind of stuff. But you shouldn't be going through this life just worrying all the time and stressing all the time. And stressing about, I got to do this. I got to get my son to practice. I got to get, my daughter's base volleyball practice is at 4:30. And my son's, hockey practice is at 5:30. And all this, and I got this to do. And I, blah, 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 blah. No. Of course, we all have lives in that, but you don't want to live in, excess worry, excess stress, to where it just totally weighs you down. Jesus said, put your yoke, put my yoke upon you and learn from me. He said, you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, Jesus said, and my burden is light. That's what he said. Yes, that's what he said. Exactly. How do I know? Well, what the Bible says. So, I want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Coca-Cola. You can stop to your local McDonald's to grab an any size Coca-Cola soft drink for the low price of $1 a piece. You can grab a Coke, a Sprite, a Dr. Pepper, Fanta, or High C is back at McDonald's. Yes, I said that. High C is back. A couple of years ago when they took it away, they started to get complaints. So the High C is back. And so price and participation may vary. See store for details. Tax extra. And yes, Preacher Man, if you're listening, there is Dr. Pepper. There is ice cold Dr. Pepper. But I always say Coca-Cola is so much better than your Dr. Pepper. If you're listening, Preacher Man, Coca-Cola is so much better than your Dr. Pepper. I know your Coke has 24 flavors. I mean, your Dr. Pepper has 23 flavors. My Coke doesn't quite have that many. Also, your Dr. Pepper is a year older than my Coke. My Coca-Cola, but that doesn't mean that it's better. So grab yourself an ice-cold Coca-Cola today from your nearest McDonald's or anywhere else where Coca-Cola is sold. All right, real quick here, before we get into worship, I'll just let you know what we're going to teach on. Of course, and then we'll do a couple of our announcements. I'm going to teach on love, and we're going to be looking at 1 John 1. What are we talking about, you know? Why is love so important? Why do we have to love everybody, even if we don't like them? And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And so, it's going to be good. Because I was just thinking about that, you know, and I felt in my spirit, you know, that I was supposed to talk about love and why do we need to walk in love. So we're going to be talking about that. Real quickly, I do want to encourage you to please go to riversofmiracles.com. That is Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book that we wrote. It's called Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life. It talks about how faithful the Lord has been to us, different things that we've went through in my life, even about what my mom went through before she had me, leading up to my birth. And it's a powerful book. It's a truly powerful book. If you haven't read it, read it. It's a good read. And when you're done reading it, why not give it to someone else? Let someone else read it. And we'll believe in God to sell as many of those books as possible. Get that book into people's hands. Amen. The other thing I want to mention to you is PayPal. You can go online to paypal.com, and then you can choose the amount that you want to sell. I'm not picking an amount for you. That's for you to decide between you and God. And you can sow from whatever it is that God would have you sow. And you should also, and one thing that can help you is if when you decide you're going to sow, think in your mind, what am I sowing the seed for? Like for me. What am I sowing this seed for? What am I believing for God to do? Like, what am I releasing this seed towards? Your family? Health in your body? You know, what is it that you're believing for? Maybe something for your business? You know, so you can go online to paypal.com, and in the search bar, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S, and Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Keep in mind that the R in Rivers and the S in Shukla are both capitalized. Also, keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Please keep that in mind. Now, the verse I want you to keep in mind is, he who soweth sparingly shall also reap. What do you mean sparingly, Miracle Man? Oh, so when you want to, don't sow when you don't want to. So, give. In other words, like give. Don't give. Don't give. You know, sparingly. He who soweth bountifully shall also reap. So both sowers reap according to what they sow. What I mean by that is, I mean, is it sparingly or is it bountifully? And so keep that in mind as you prepare to sow your seed. And, of course, you know, when you sow seed in here, it's good ground. It is good ground. It's not just some weak, unfertile ground that's no, this is good ground here. I promise you, it's good ground. And I pray with you. Whenever I find out that seed was sown, I pray over that seed. And I call you blessed. Because I know God wants you blessed. I know that for a fact. Amen. And so, we're going to get into some worship, and then we're going to get into the word of the Lord. Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you, none like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God. Our into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? Then if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, what could stand against? Then what could stand against? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me. Moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear, he's silencing my every fear. Silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh. The one who does impossible, he's reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, His life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. You're the power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you, but you are here, healing blinded eyes. I worship you, I worship you. Oh, you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. 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 Yeah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God. That is who you are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. You are the way maker. You are the miracle worker. You keep your promises. You are the light into the darkness of this very dark world where there's evil all around us. We can tell, Holy Spirit, we can tell that this is the last of the last days. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're with us. We thank you that you're here with us, that you're helping us. We thank you, Father God, that you are moving in our midst. You are the way maker. You do make a way, Lord God. Where there seems to be no way, you make a way. And you are our guide. You do draw us closer to your side. You give us strength for each new day. And I just thank you, Lord God. That you are with us, guiding our steps. As our steps are ordered, the steps of the righteous are ordered by you. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for these listeners tonight, that they receive everything that you have for them. And I pray, Lord God, for this time in the Word tonight. Thank you for this time that we have together to study your Word. And of course, even though, you know, I'm where I'm at, these people are in their home, as if this is a radio show. Thank you, Lord God, that Spirit, we're studying the Word together. And I thank you, Father God, for that. And have your way tonight. Come do whatever it is that you want to do, Holy Spirit. Feel free to just come in and move and do whatever it is you want to do. And I pray that whatever needs these listeners have, that you meet their needs, whatever these needs are. Thank you that you meet their needs. As though I may not know what they need, you do know what they need. And I thank you that these needs are met by you, Holy Spirit. And I thank you for that. I thank you that these people have a heart to concentrate. Their minds are ready to concentrate on you, on what it is that you have for them tonight. And I thank you, Master, for they can just set aside all distraction and focus on the Word for this next little bit of time. And now I make my confession over this program. I pray that sponsors and partners come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Huge increase in listenership. I thank you that finances come into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you, Lord God, for the huge amounts of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great Miracle Man program. In your mighty name we pray. Amen. Let's make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what the Word says I can have. I can do what the Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. It is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of 1 John chapter 1. Amen. 1 John chapter 1. Of course, we remember from a couple of years ago that whether you say 1 John or 1 John, it doesn't make a difference. I forget what that was all about anyhow. It was about Corinthians, and I forget whether it was president of ours who did that or what that was about. But it was funny nonetheless. But whether you call it 1 John or 1 John, that's where we're going. We're going to 1 John chapter 1. And we're dealing with the subject of love tonight. So let's begin. I'm going to begin reading from verse 1. Praise God. 1 John 1. Verse 1. The word of life. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at in our hands and touched. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it, and we testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was of the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. Verse 5, which is the message that we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him, there is no darkness at all. None. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet we walk in the darkness, we lie, and we do not live by the truth. Uh-oh. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, then we have fellowship one with the other. And the blood of Jesus, His Son, the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. Not some, all. If we claim to be without sin, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins, and he will purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim that we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. Chapter 2. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. If anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sin, not only for ourselves, but also for the sins of the whole world. We know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. The man who says, I know him, but he doesn't do what he commands, he's a liar. The truth is not in him. If anyone obeys his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know that we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is a message that you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in him, in you, because the darkness is passing, but the true light is always shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother. If you're in the light but you hate your brother, you are still in darkness. Anyone who... We'll read that verse again for context. Anyone, folks, that means man, woman, boy, girl. Anyone who claims to be in the light, but they hate their brother. In other words, they hate, you know, someone else. So it's not necessarily talking about a man or a boy and his brother. No. It would be like, be someone and their sister. It could be, you know, or anyone who claims to be in the light, hate their brother. They are still in the darkness. Verse 10. Whoever loves his brother or his sister, her sister, whatever, you know, whoever loves his brother lives in the light. And there is nothing in him to make him stumble. Whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of his name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, you young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong. And the word of God is in you. And you have overcome the evil one. We'll read the rest of this chapter as well. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful men, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does not come from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. But the man who does the will of God lives forever, ever. Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now, many Antichrists have come. This is how we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belonged to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. All of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it. And because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies, turning the page. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, even eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. Now, dear children, continue in him, so that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his command. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been in the body with him. You see? So, what you see here, folks, about this love thing, we know, love doesn't know any bounds. But, we have to walk in love one for the other. The Bible commands us. Jesus said in the book of John, it is my commandment that you love one another, that your joy may be full. If you don't love and walk in love toward one another, you won't be having joy. No love, no joy. No love, no joy. Nope. Bible also says, where there's strife, there is every evil work. Every evil work. Every evil work. All. See? So, we're not supposed to be walking in darkness. You're supposed to walk in light. It's not permissible for you to be walking in the light, but at the same time, hating someone else, hating other people. Deciding not only do I not like them, I hate them. You're supposed to love every. You're supposed to have that love for even the people you don't like. Do you have to like everybody? No, not necessarily. Obviously, there's people I don't like. everybody has someone they don't like. But you have to walk in love one for another. You have to. And what you saw, there was different things talked about in the two chapters that I read to you. Talked a bit about how, we stay out of sin, stay out of the darkness. And even as a warning about the Antichrists, those Antichrists, we are in the last hour. We are in the last of the last days. Don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. We're in the last days. We're in the last days. Can't you tell? We are. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know. That I know that we are in the last days. And in case you wonder, tomorrow night I'm going to pick up this love thing again. This time we'll be looking at 1 John 3. And it gets into how we're supposed to love one another. We're supposed to love everybody. We're supposed to love those people, that live here on the earth. We're supposed to love people. Well, that person, one of my family members, he lives in such sin. Well, Cindy does. It's so bad. How do I love him? Well, you don't have to love the sin. But he does. In fact, if he is living in sin, you don't have to love the sin that he's doing. In fact, you should hate that sin. You're supposed to hate sin. We should. You're supposed to walk in love one toward another. And love corrects. Love doesn't always just pat on the back. Oh, I love you. Oh, you know, you're the best. Just keep doing what you're doing. Hey, if you're a father doing that to your kids, your mom doing that to your kids, that doesn't show that you love them. In fact, that'd be the opposite. That'd mean that you hate them, you know? And so what we read about tonight, is that what I said about supposed to hate sin? What I read tonight, it talked about how we are not supposed to be lovers of the world. We are not supposed to be lovers of the things of the world. In fact, the world will pass away. But, of course, as we know, Jesus does not pass away. But we do know, however, that the world doesn't pass away. The world will pass away, but not Jesus. Nope, not Jesus. He doesn't pass away. And instead of walking in unforgiveness and hate, you got to walk in forgiveness and love. And when you love people, it means you shouldn't just be judging people all the time. Because then you're getting into places that you don't want to be. You just get into places you don't want to be. And God doesn't want you to get into those kind of places where you're not supposed to be. What I mean by that is, I mean, like, you know, so of course, we know that Jesus is a forgiver. He forgives our sin. And we know that he is very, 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 very righteous. Righteous. And his love for us is matchless. There's no match for it. No one else can love us like we love Jesus. But I mean, like, nothing else can. No one else can love us like Jesus loves us. I misspoke myself the first time when I said like we love Jesus. I'm not like Jesus loves us. No one else can love us like that. But he cares for us. But this thing about you claim to be in the light, but you're walking in hate, you're walking in unforgiveness, talking against your brother. You have ought against them, then you're not walking in the light, and you're lying. He hates the light. He walks around the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him. That must mean it's super dark. And so everybody does soon. We want to speak to the Father. Hands of touch this week. And we have seen it. Father, we proclaim to you. And then in verse 9 it says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins. He will purify us from all unrighteousness. So you see, if you're not living right, you're living in sin, then you got to confess to Jesus. Maybe part of it is I'm not walking in love. I haven't been walking in forgiveness. You know, there's people I don't love who I should be loving, but I don't love these certain people. Because what we've discovered is that if you don't love your brother, you know, your parents, whatever, if you don't love them, you're walking in darkness. You're walking in darkness. And not only that, blinding darkness. You know what that tells me? That tells me, folks, that God is pretty serious about this. He's pretty serious about it. He is. So and I want to see you be right with God. I want to see you not make it to heaven. I want to see you make it. And if you say you know God, but you're not doing what God says to do, you're lying. God doesn't like liars. God does not like liars. What do you mean? What I mean is God does not like it when people are lying. In fact, that's one of the six things the Lord hates, a lying tongue. Because it says there's six things that the Lord hates, and there's seven that are abominations to him. And one of those is a tongue that spreads lies. So if you're saying, I know the Lord, I love the Lord, but you don't obey the command like he says, love your brother, love other people, and you don't. And instead of loving them, you want to choke them. Then you're lying. And God does not like a lying tongue at all. He hates it. Now, if you ask Jesus to forgive you of that, he will forgive you of that. He is just to forgive you. He's just to forgive you. And, of course, if you walk in love and you obey the commands of Jesus, then, you know, and you just... And you're not one of those who fall astray. Because if you go astray, if you fall astray, that's a sign that you're not really, you know, in it. But if you decide to stop being astray and stay in, you know, stay with it, then that shows God, you know, that you're for real. You just stay. And you continue to just follow his commands, do what he says. And don't just be saying, you know, I love Jesus, and then not following his commands. That is a very dangerous place to be. You're hurting yourself when you do that. But if you just stay right, and not just so you're right, but you stay right because you want, you know, everything that God has for you. Then that's where it's at. And just being right because you know that what he has for you. Amen. Lord God, I thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we would get this word in our hearts, that we would walk in love toward one another and not walk in unforgiveness. And I pray that we would stop living in this dark and stop living in sin, that we would instead live righteously for you. And I thank you for that we will live for you the way you called us to live, and that we will put this word into practice in our own lives, and not just be hearers only. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. Until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.